Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is October the 7th, and on the WSIU Almanac, starting off with a weather milestone that is a nice contrast to the fall weather we've been having. Today, in 1924, marked the 160th consecutive day in which the temperature was above 100 degrees in Marble Bar, Australia. Locally, tomorrow, learn about the fascinating geology of Giant City State Park at a free geology program starting at 1 p.m., led by geologist Joe DeVera. He'll lead you on the popular one-mile-long Giant City Nature Trail. And now, on this first Friday in October, here is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
With the autumnal equinox past us, daylight becomes shorter and shorter. As October evenings begin, the bold constellations of summer are gradually replaced by the gauzy, delicate star patterns of the fall skies. Venus has the western sky much to itself at sunset in October. With a flat western horizon, you can watch Venus night after night throughout the month, about a half hour after sunset, as it works its way towards the south, skimming the horizon for a few nights before beginning to increase in altitude as it moves eastward. See the moon, the planets, and more with the SIU Department of Physics. Their public astronomy event this month, weather permitting, is on October 16th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the rooftop of the Neckers Building on the SIUC campus.
And that's the Friday WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your day and your weekend. Good Friday morning, and on your October the 7th WSIU Almanac, the long-running musical Cats opened in New York City on this day in 1982, and it went on to be performed over 5,000 times. And in sports, a milestone in 1984, Bear legend Walter Payton passed Jim Brown as the all-time career rushing leader. Locally, in a beautiful part of southeastern Illinois, the Pope County Courtyard in Golconda will be seasonal and festive. This coming Sunday, October the 9th, the Pope County Fall Festival takes place, and you can see the flyer on our website. In several weeks in Jefferson County, you can support the nonprofit Lifeboat Alliance at a chili cook-off on Saturday, October the 22nd. Jenny O'Daniel, the executive director of Lifeboat, talks about this nonprofit.
We began in 2011, and we went through a renovation of our facility, and we were able to open in October of 2012.
And Lifeboat would not be possible without people donating their time in Mount Vernon.
We had over 12,000 volunteer hours in 2015, and being a not-for-profit, we thrive and operate primarily on volunteer service.
And that's your October the 7th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your weekend. And tomorrow, the Logan House Historic Arts Neighborhood in Murfreesboro presents a free art event in which you make a painted or wire selfie of yourself in the style of the great artists like Picasso. The location is the Murfreesboro School of Art and the Jones House on Oak Street between 15th and 16th.